Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origine Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into some really fascinating research about molecular chaperones.
Yeah, and I gotta say, this one's pretty technical. But stick with us, because the findings are actually groundbreaking.
So we're talking about a protein called SERGEANT1. It's this essential co-chaperone that works with HSP90, which is like one of the most important protein folding machines in our cells.
Right. And here's the thing that makes this research so interesting. SERGEANT1 has been known to be essential for yeast survival for years, but nobody really understood why or how it actually worked.
It's one of those proteins that's been hiding in plain sight. The team from Technical University of Munich and the Weizmann Institute finally cracked the code.
So let's break down what they found. SERGEANT1 has three main parts, or domains. There's the TPR domain, the CS domain, and then this unique SGS domain.
And here's where it gets interesting. The researchers discovered that the SGS domain is actually the essential part. Like, you can delete the other domains, but if you keep the SGS domain, yeast cells survive just fine.
That's pretty remarkable when you think about it. They use this clever technique called plasmid shuffling to figure that out.
Oh yeah, and that's where they basically swap out different versions of the gene to see which parts are necessary for survival. Right?
Exactly. And what they found is that within this SGS domain, there's a specific structural element, a second helix, plus about 8 amino acids. That's absolutely critical.
Now, structurally speaking, this SGS domain is pretty unusual. The researchers used NMR spectroscopy and found that it's mostly flexible, but it has these two helical regions that are more stable.
Yeah. And they even compared their experimental data to AlphaFold predictions, and the actual structure turned out to be more dynamic than predicted. It's like a floppy rope with two rigid sections.
I love that analogy. So then the big question becomes, what is this domain actually doing? And this is where the mechanism gets really cool.
Right. So they tested how SERGEANT1 interacts with both HSP90 and client proteins. These are the proteins that need to be folded correctly. And they discovered something unexpected.
The CS domain binds to the middle domain of HSP90, which is different from what people thought before. Most co-chaperones with similar domains bind to the N-terminal domain.
And they actually solved a crystal structure showing exactly how that binding works. Meanwhile, the SGS domain, that essential part we talked about, it binds directly to client proteins.
So it's like, SERGEANT1 is acting as a bridge, right? One hand holding onto HSP90, the other hand holding the client protein.
That's a great way to put it. And this bridge function turns out to be super important for how efficiently client proteins get folded.
They tested this with the glucocorticoid receptor. That's a well-studied protein that depends heavily on the HSP90 system. When SERGEANT1 was present, the receptor's ability to bind its hormone increased by about 60%.
60%. That's a huge improvement. But here's maybe the most interesting part. They discovered that SERGEANT1 actually protects client proteins from being released too early.
Oh, this is about AHA1, right? That's another co-chaperone that speeds up the HSP90 cycle.
Exactly. AHA1 accelerates the cycle, which normally would be good. But it can also kick client proteins off HSP90 before they're properly folded. SRGT1 prevents that from happening.
So SERGEANT1 is essentially giving the client protein more time on the HSP90 machine to get folded correctly. It's stabilizing that interaction.
Right, and they showed this competes directly. SERGEANT1 and AHA1 bind to overlapping sites on HSP90, so they're literally competing for the same space.
The researchers used some really elegant techniques to show all this. Analytical ultracentrifugation, NMR spectroscopy, crystallography. It's like a full toolkit of structural biology methods.
Yeah, and they also did a lot of work in living yeast cells to confirm that what they saw in the test tube actually matters for cell survival. That's always the critical question, right?
Absolutely. They showed that mutations in that essential structural element we talked about, the second helix in the SGS domain, those mutations were lethal to yeast.
And interestingly, the human version of this protein can actually substitute for the yeast version. So this mechanism is conserved across evolution.
Which suggests it's probably doing something similar in our own cells. That's pretty significant when you think about diseases related to protein misfolding.
For sure. The HSP90 system is involved in so many important processes: cell signaling, growth, stress responses, and it's a target for cancer drugs, actually.
So understanding how all these co-chaperones work together, proteins like Sergeant1, AHA1, P23, that could have real therapeutic implications down the line.
Exactly. And what I find really elegant about this study is how they pinpointed the exact structural features that matter. Like, it's not just this domain is important. It's these specific 8 amino acids are critical.
Right. That level of detail is what you need if you ever want to, say, design drugs that target these interactions or engineer proteins with specific functions.
So to wrap this up, Sergeant1 works by forming a bridge between HSP90 and client proteins. It stabilizes that interaction, and it regulates how long clients spend in the folding cycle.
And the essential function comes from that SGS domain, specifically the second helix and the amino acids right after it. Pretty amazing that such a small structural element can be so critical for cell survival.
It really is. This research from the Munich and Weizmann teams really advances our understanding of how the protein folding machinery works at a molecular level.
All right, that's all for today's episode of the Origene Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for sticking with us through all the protein talk. We'll catch you next time.